The CDC is reporting an uptick in respiratory viruses. Many are saying their summer cold symptoms are more severe this time around. It's a story we first saw in the New York Times. Let's break it down with Dr. Jen Ashen. Didn't only read about it in the New York Times, it ran through all my girls in the last month. And they did say it was more severe than they felt in the past. So why is this happening now?
Well, it happened to me also last month, so they're not alone. It's happening to a lot of people. And there are a lot of theories involved. First of all, you know, we've been in a lockdown period, wearing masks, separated for a long time. So as we unmask, as we get closer together, that obviously increases exposure to these other pathogens. Also, our immune system needs constant stimulation. Now, that doesn't mean it's had permanent damage with the masks and the distancing, but that also can kind of delay the response and make it more severe. And then this phenomenon known as immunity debt. Again, we need to be exposed to pathogens in order to keep our immune system well. But, George, a year and a half ago, people hadn't really heard of coronavirus. Now, it's not just coronavirus. It's rhinovirus, adenovirus, RSV, parainfluenza. There's a slew of respiratory pathogens that can give us
symptoms. And how do we tell the difference between these and COVID?
Well, you know what I'm going to say. It's not your job to be your own doctor, even if you are a doctor. So try not to, you know, make that diagnosis yourself.